MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. 11 undocumented illegal workers who had counterfeit green cards and used them to illegally obtain work were arrested after ICE executed a search warrant at the Outlook Dairy Farm in Lovington. The special agent in charge also said that one of the illegal immigrants had been removed from the country twice, once in 2006 and again in 2013. And New Mexicans over the age of 60 and adults with disabilities who are enrolled in SNAP will receive additional benefits to help buy groceries this month. The state's health care authority, along with the Aging and Long-Term Services Department, is providing a one-time food benefit of $68. This benefit will automatically be added to the 29,444 individuals' EBT card. Officials said it is part of the state's ongoing efforts to reduce hunger and improve access to nutritious food. In addition, a recent national study shows that children in New Mexico are more at risk of hunger than almost anywhere else in the country. New Mexico places fourth in the nation for childhood hunger. According to the study, 1 in 6 people in the state and 1 in 4 children are food insecure. Communications manager for Roadrunner Food Bank, Jimmy Himes Ryan, said the food bank is doing what it can.
The state of New Mexico provides around 300,000 meals to students who go to public schools in this state, right? The need in the summer is exceptionally high because a lot of those students are getting that third meal at school exclusively.
And the New Mexico Energyplex Conference, hosted by the Economic Development Corporation of Lee County, starts at 8 a.m. on June 10th at the Lee County Event Center and is free and open to the public. The keynote speaker will be Coterra Energy Chairman, CEO, and President Tom Jordan. The conference will also feature many industry experts as speakers throughout the day. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.